$74,000, now you can poison the planet with Roundup. Doesn't take much to sell your soul. And if you get a chance, take a look at an image of Roy Blunt. It does not look like someone I'd want to be friends with. Just from his physical appearance. It sounds like I'm being very mean, but his facial features, well, I'm sorry. He's not a friend that I would have. That is absolutely for sure. And I got a chance to see him close up. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about diabetes, and so what do we do? How do we live better? Do we avoid all sugar? Avoid sugar at all costs? Avoid complex carbohydrates? Avoid pasta? not only because of the gluten, but,
Well, the number one is gluten and wheat. Even though it's raining down on everything else, wheat is the triple dose product. And so I have not eaten wheat for 12 years now. And that includes pasta. The nice thing about pasta is, by the way, of all the substitutes for bread products, rice pasta tastes, there's no taste in pasta. It's what you put on the pasta that you taste.
Right.
And so rice pasta is certainly just as good as wheat pasta. But the bread alternatives are not nearly as easy. You can get gluten-free bread, but most of it tastes awful. But sugar, yes. In other words, I don't think you're going to get harmed in the average person eating a teaspoon or two of sugar a day. The average American consumes about 45 teaspoons a day. Now,
wow.
There's some people getting 90 teaspoons because they get my share.
Yeah.
Again, sugar was pushed by something that at times is just as well as bad as on, say, Harvard University for many years. Fred Astaire was a pimp for the sugar industry, and he promoted the idea that sugar was a food. Sugar is the first artificial food. It has removed from it vitamins, minerals, and fiber. All that's left is sugar, which is poison. So we should avoid sugar as much as possible. Honey is a pretty good substitute. Again, I wouldn't want to eat 45 teaspoons a day, but I think 4 or 5 teaspoons of sugar of honey are not likely to hurt anybody, except maybe a severe diabetic. As far as complex carbohydrates in general, they're pretty okay. I wouldn't want to make them any 50% or more of my intake, but Irish potatoes are fair, sweet potatoes are superb. Of all the starchy vegetables, they're among the best, but all the others are pretty good. I mean, carrots are to some extent a starchy vegetable. Rutabagas are one of my favorites. Etc. In general, in my opinion, 80% of your food should be in the vegetable fruit kingdom. And that includes nuts and seeds and all that vegetable kingdom. 20% can be meat and dairy and eggs.
So if a person has diabetes, cut out sugar at all costs, avoid candy bars, and read the labels of anything that has corn syrup and other sugars, right?
Right.
Is that the plan? And then as far as gluten, that'd be the breads and the crackers and the pastas and so forth. And that, I'll tell you what, that's a big portion of our food consumption. It is because it's easy to grow grain, wheat. It's easy to process it. It's easy to extrude it. It's easy to store it. It's easy to preserve it, and heck, it's inexpensive compared to, by mass, compared to other foods like meat and fish. So it's really difficult to eliminate wheat. I mean, I know it is, and that means that you're going to have to spend more time in the produce section of the supermarket if you're going to be buying food. There's no question about it, but it can be done. And while you're doing that, Dr. Shealy, aren't we losing weight by spending more time in the produce aisle?
Absolutely. Again, When you eat an excess of carbohydrates, you burn the carbohydrates and store the fat.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons that the Broder Barnes diet, which long preceded the Atkins diet, was so successful. On the Broder Barnes diet, you could have, well, this was before bread was poison, you could have two slices of bread a day and one small serving of fruit. Everything else was meat and vegetables. You do lose weight on that.
So, Dr. Shuley, it used to be that bread was okay in moderation. What happened? What happened between 1950 and 2017? What happened to
bread?
Well,
number one, of course, white bread. Even my grandfather, who was not the world's best person in the world, but even my grandfather would not eat white bread. He called it junk. Because you have removed from white bread the fiber, especially. But actually, you've removed all of the vitamins and minerals and put a few back in. So white bread has never been wholesome, if you will. Wholesome is unwholesome. Whole wheat bread was wonderful. And mixed grains of all kinds can make bread wonderful. But the commercial bread now, it's loaded with bromide, which is not a needed mineral. It's a poison to the brain. So, again, I don't know their bread.
keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to northwestpork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's northwestpork.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Matt of the Tax Defense Group. I was very, you know, I heard their commercial, and I was interested in what they have to say and how their organization operates. So he's going to call me back. He may come on the air with us and tell us, you know, about how to deal with the IRS. Thought that was pretty interesting. Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, we talked about socks. I wanted to share something with you. I've been pursuing the ultimate recipe for Italian beef. And Italian beef is kind of simple. It's you take a chuck roast, you cut out the fat and the gristle, and you cook it in a Dutch oven, if you will, cast iron pot. And you slow cook it for, well, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. You add some pepperoncini, which would be Italian pickled peppers, a little salt, Himalayan salt, some ground pepper, a little garlic, a little onion, and that's pretty much it. And it's absolutely fabulous. It's kind of like pulled pork.
I've got to run and get a snack.
It's kind of like, it's the consistency of pulled pork, and it's truly excellent. I'm on version 1.03 of my soon-to-be world-famous recipe for this Italian beef, and it really is great. And it's so good that if you make a red sauce that you might make meatballs with, you can add some of this Italian beef to, you know, the tomato products that you might make what we'll call a spaghetti-type sauce out of if you want to make meatballs. And it makes it even better. So, and I'm not recommending spaghetti or pasta unless, you know, you want to try the non-gluten pasta. But So I wanted to buy these pepperoncini peppers. They're pickled, and it's very simple. It's kind of like these peppers that come in a jar, and they have some vinegar and a few spices and not much else. So I wanted to buy them in Springfield, and I couldn't find them in the gallon jugs. I went to Sam's Club. I went to the Chinese factory outlet, and, you know, they used to have them packaged and prepared by companies called Mount Olive and Vlasic, and for some reason, they're not available. And so I found some, but it was a gallon that was way, way more expensive than it should be. Probably 50% more, and I said, I'll pass, because I don't even know the name of this company. I've never heard of it. I'm not doing it. So I found a small supermarket on the way home, and I stopped in, and I said, can you get these in gallon jugs in glass? And they said, yeah, we can do that. And I said, okay, so you want me to buy a case of them, right? And they said, yeah, you got to buy a whole case because we don't stock them. I said, great, I'm willing to do that. I'd be delighted to do that. So I ordered a case, and it was supposed to be Vlasic or Mount Olive, and they said, no, I can't do that. A week went by, and they said, it's going to be another brand called Savor, S-A-V-O-R. I looked them up, and they come in glass, and it's an American brand. I thought, that'll be fine. And so a couple weeks go by. Finally, I get them, and they're not Mount Olive. They're not Vlasic. They're not Savor, and they're in a plastic container, plastic gallon jugs, and they're Olympian brand from Greece. I thought, well, it's really not what I wanted, but okay. So I unscrewed the lid. And this is where the medical question comes in. I unscrewed the lid off this plastic jar, a 1 gallon container of pepperoncini peppers. And the lid, the seal looked a little discolored. I thought, wow. So I took a real sharp knife and I cut this aluminized, plastic-sized paper seal, kind of like a cardboard seal, and it looked like the acidity of the vinegar kind of ate through the seal a little bit and kind of corroded it, if you will. I'm trying to use a description that would be applicable to radio. And
I thought, I don't want to eat this because it looks like it's an aluminum seal and it's been eaten by the acidity of the vinegar, and now the aluminum is in the vinegar, and I'm not doing it. So I called the supermarket and I said, here's what happened. And by the way, I opened the lid of another one. I didn't cut it open, but it's got the same discoloration. And so actually all 4 gallons had the same corrosion, if you will, on the seals. Would you as a medical doctor be concerned about the consumption of a seal that contains aluminum being eaten by the acidity of a product, the food product? Would you be concerned about that or not, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I'm concerned about everything I buy in a store. I mean, I try to read the labels because most of it is toxic.
Yeah. Well, they took all 4 of them back, and they're trying to find them in gallons for me. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online.
Up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can... Solution. That's northwestfork.com at 800-700-2184.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys,
seems to dovetail with what I would think too. What are your thoughts about this, Julie? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, we know that one particular hormone, DHEA, for most people reaches its normal peak material level at age 25. So, and my feeling in general is that men would do better not to get married before 25 or 26 years of age because they aren't, I think, psychologically, emotionally mature until between 26 and 30. Mm-hmm. So,
well,
yeah.
I followed your advice.
But I was 26. I think I women who are a little earlier, they can do it at 23. But I don't think women should get married before age 23.
Well, I literally followed your advice. I didn't know you back then, but Mrs. Spinelli and I got married at 27. And I felt that I was not ready to be married before 27. I felt that I was not ready to have a family before 27. And something told me that, and it was right. It was right. So we had our children a little later in life than the average, I guess, to get married younger. And you know, I met a gal who was, I guess she was in her 30s. And she had a child very, very, very young. And so she was in her 30s, and her child was out of the house. You know, had grown up and was out of the house. And this gal was in her 30s. And she said, look, you know, I'm still young, and I'm all done. I've had my children, they're out of the house. I'm done. Work, it's great. However, you know, I was thinking, boy, you know, our children are pretty small at the same age that she was. And so I saw the contrast. Now, from her perspective, she just wanted to have a lot of fun, and it was great for her. For us, we had saved some money, and we had a house, and we were paying a mortgage on a house, and, you know, living the American dream. And our children were being raised in a traditional 1950s style family, even though it was much later than the 1950s. So I'm in total agreement. I think you're right on. But it's hard for young people to realize that maybe they need to have some accomplishments before they have children, bring children into the world, and be able to afford to have them and raise them. And that's really important too, I think.
The idea of having a child when you're not psychologically and financially ready is, to me, well, immature. And that immature is being kind.
This article says older brothers are likely to have more established careers and a higher socioeconomic status than younger brothers, meaning that children may be brought up in a more enriched environment and have access to public school. That's what the article said, and I think that's absolutely correct. So, just a thought for those who may be in a position to have children or wait to have children or maybe potential grandparents, might want to advise their children to maybe wait till they get married and make sure that you're able to afford the children. They're pretty darn expensive, especially if they're thinking about college in the not too distant future.
Heck, college is over $100,000 for 4 years, and for the average family, that is a tough nut to crack. That would be not medical school; that's just 4-year degree. Just a thought there, Dr. Shealy. I was reading another article about extra virgin olive oil, and this is a fascinating article. It says extra virgin olive oil prevents dementia by prompting the brain to clear out harmful debris. And scientists are saying that this is a pretty exciting breakthrough, and the oil is a key ingredient of the Mediterranean diet, which has many health benefits. And you've mentioned that over the years on this broadcast. And it says that the study found that olive oil prompts the brain to remove harmful clutter in the brain. And it decreases the likelihood of getting Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I wouldn't have anything in my house as a cooking oil except that.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the extra virgin olive oil.
Extra
kind of
virgin, yes.
Yeah, it's a greenish in color class. And it says the extra virgin oil, olive oil, this is olive oil now, preserves memory and protects the brain against dementia, according to the new research. It says regularly eating olive oil, and they mean extra virgin, can protect your memory and ability to learn new things as you age, according to this study. And I, class, I can tell you that when I was growing up, visiting my grandmother on my mother's side, salad, there would be a salad with every meal, and the salad had salad dressing on it, and the salad dressing was very, very simple. It was extra virgin olive oil, vinegar, and a small amount of salt. That was it. That was the salad dressing, and it was absolutely delicious. And that was it. I mean, it didn't come out of a jar. It didn't have all kinds of preservatives in it. It was not what you would find in the salad dressing portion of the aisle at the supermarket. It didn't come from there. It came, the olive oil came from a can. Didn't come from a bottle. It came from a can, and you'd use a can opener to open it, and then you'd pour it into a, you know, it'd be like 4 liters or 3 liters, and it came from Italy, and it was literally extra virgin olive oil in a can. You can sometimes see that in the store, but that's what we ate. And I'll tell you what, my grandmother and my grandfather were sharp as a tack until the day they died. So maybe there's a lot of truth in what Dr. Sheila and I were talking about.
Well, I totally agree. That is, you know, interestingly, there's some confusion in what you see about the so-called Mediterranean diet. My understanding is that although they eat a lot of fish, they do eat chicken fairly frequently, and sometimes lamb. Beef is uncommon, but they have veal. So
I'll tell you what's not common in a lot of Italian diets, and that's pasta. I can tell you that. The Mediterranean diet that we had at my grandfather's house, you know, sometimes it would have pasta, but it'd be homemade pasta. It would be the pasta noodles, or if it were ravioli, it'd be handmade. It did not come out of a box. It was not extruded. It was literally, the noodles were handmade, the ricotta cheese. All of that was made by hand, and the vegetables were grown in the garden. And there would be tomatoes, and there would be onions, and there black olives and extra virgin olive oil, and some red wine vinegar was typically the vinegar of choice. But not a lot of pasta, and not a lot of sweets. Now, if there was something to snack on, it would be in the nut bowl in the center of the dining room table or the kitchen table. You could have some nuts. And in the nut bowl were a bunch of nut crackers. You crack the nuts open. So they came in their own wrappers. The nuts came in their own wrappers, and there were almonds and filberts and sort of walnuts. But that, you know, if you wanted a snack, that was it. You didn't find much candy in my grandparents' house, nor in my house when I was growing up. Sugar was at a minimum, absolute minimum.
Well, that is the healthiest diet on earth.
Okay. And so, does that help with the nervous system as well, Dr. Shealy? We'll call it Mediterranean diet.
Right. It helps with the heart and the pancreas and the brain. That means the body as a whole, really.
Mm-hmm. I have a question from one of our class members about sinus drip. What do we do about sinus drip down the back of the throat causing a cough? Is there a recommendation that you have?
That's a weakness of the immune system. And to me, that means you need certain things. Vitamin D3, vitamin K2, vitamin C, astaxanthin for vitamin A, and vitamin E. The vast majority of allergies will be controlled if people take adequate of those supplements.
Okay, and what about a yogurt to stimulate the immune system?
Well, of course, I love yogurt,
First thing, hold on, Greek yogurt.
In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hey.
no whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's if you'd like to get the same free newsletter that I get, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Just go there to the website, and you can sign up. No cost, no obligation, no salesman will call, and your data is not sold. It's just used to get that newsletter to you, the same newsletter that I get multiple times per week. Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article, and we have talked about this. We've talked about electromagnetic radiation and concerns of different types of fields, electromagnetic fields. And I'm so concerned about it that I decided to again run for the board of directors of the electric co-op and see if I can stop some of the progression of these fields from being all around us. Anyway, the post that I was reading talks about could some of the power tools that we use impact some of the medical devices that you have in your body. So, for example, pacemaker. And the article goes on to say that if you're going to use a power tool, and they talk about a drill with power tools, they want you to hold that at least 6 feet from your body. That's physically impossible.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who's going to measure 6 feet, first of all? So, in other words, you've got a pacemaker.
What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepared. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com. 720-432-6433. 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just one week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R.
Those questions, folks, then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor.
Or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order.
Finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.